Mass murder in the Mediterranean. That's how the United Nations human rights chief dubbed the disaster last month, when, according to eyewitnesses, Egyptian smugglers deliberately sunk a boat carrying some 450 migrants. Most of those on board were Palestinians fleeing Gaza after this summer's war. It was one of the biggest shipwrecks in years anywhere. Reporter Daniel Estrin has this firsthand account of what happened.
Of those 450 people who left the shores of Egypt, only 11 are known to have survived. Shukri Elasuli is one of them.
Hi, Dana.
Hello.
Hi.
Dana Sadiq here. Inshallah.
Shukri is in Athens. My translator and I spoke to him on a Skype video chat from Jerusalem. He says he's paralyzed from sadness, but he greets us with a generous smile, and he even made my translator Nahid laugh.
What was he saying?
He says that he went to a Pakistani hairdresser and he took off all his hair, so he doesn't like the way he looks. But I told him he looks perfect.
Shukri is a 33-year-old Palestinian from the Gaza Strip. He'd been thinking about leaving Gaza for a long time. This summer's war was the last straw.
The most difficult thing was when my daughter, the 4 years old, would wake up in the middle of the night and would start crying and saying missiles and war, and she would be so scared.
And then a Facebook page in Arabic caught his attention. Called Immigration to Sweden. Palestinians from Gaza posted stories about making it to Europe, and someone posted a telephone number for a smuggler in Egypt. He called the number, and a man on the other end of the line said he could get Shukri, his wife, and his two young kids on a boat from Egypt to Italy for $4,000. Shukri scraped the money together, and just 5 days after the war ended, he and his family left. They convinced authorities at the tightly controlled Egyptian border to let them cross. They stayed in a safe house in an Egyptian port city for a few days. Then, at night, they were bused to the shore. About 450 other migrants were there too, most of them escaping Gaza. On September 6th, they left on small motorboats. For the next few days, they were transferred onto different boats, each one more crowded than the last. All the water and food Shukri brought went missing. He thinks someone stole it.
We were so tired. We were vomiting. We have been dizzy.
The passengers were squeezed together on another boat, but the water pump stopped functioning, according to some reports, and so passengers were ordered to move to an even smaller boat. Passengers refused, arguments broke out, and then, Shukri says, a ship with Egyptian men came out of nowhere and repeatedly rammed the boat. It began to sink. Shukri fell into the ocean. He doesn't know how to swim. His wife and his 4-year-old daughter, Ritaj, were near him. His wife screamed out his nickname, Shaker. But he couldn't do anything for them.
You have a tissue?
Yeah, 1 second.
That's my translator, Nahid. Shukri says about 100 survivors banded together and they called out to God for help. Shukri was in the water for 4 days. No food, no water. He saw one person holding onto a corpse to stay afloat. Shukri held onto a backpack. Every day, more people died.
There were people there who were holding their kids in their hands and their kids would die in the water, and they would leave them to go away in order to just keep alive by themselves. It has been so hard, harder than the Titanic, because in Titanic people died immediately while we were there for 4 days seeing the death in front of us.
On the 4th day, he says, a cargo ship with a Filipino crew rescued him and a few others and brought them to Greece. 2 other ships picked up a few more. There were 11 survivors in all. Everyone in Gaza heard about the tragedy. And yet, a few weeks later, about 10 Palestinians from Gaza risked the same journey. They're now missing at sea. A human rights group, the Euromed Observer for Human Rights, plastered Gaza with billboards warning against the journey. But the group's spokeswoman, Maha Hussein, says it may not stop some from trying.
There are some people who hear from their neighbors, from their friends, families, that life outside the Gaza Strip is better. And they are young. They are young people with hopes and ambitions. So you can't stop them.
She says there's no hope for finding more survivors. And still, Shukri hopes that somehow, somewhere, he'll see his family again. He keeps posting photos of his wife and kids on Facebook. Maybe they're in Italy, he says. Maybe they've survived. Not knowing is what hurts him the most. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.